That's it, Buster. No more military aid.
Nuke them. Get them before they get you. Another quality home game from Butler Brothers.
Thank you. Welcome back, folks. Our tour business is upon us.
Yes, into the home stretch, more or less. Thanks to everyone tuned in so far. People have been enjoying the tunes, which is always good to hear.
That is good to hear.
Yes.
It's not just us.
No. It's the second most thing that gets talked about with this show is how self-indulgent it is. And it, yeah, after, is it a theme show? Which I guess the two are linked. But yeah. Well, we always say, if there's music we've played that you like, let us know. Spread the word. That's how people get to hear more new music that we put out and play on the show. Right, so we had a disco mix of sorts.
Yeah, before the break, it was Barry Brown, Idle Rock, followed by the Dean Fraser Horns cut. Not a straight disco mix and dub. So I think Idle Rock, it was originally from 1983 on the I'm Still Waiting LP. It's produced by T Burke and B Rose and the backing band High Times Players, which I don't think I've known much about them. But they're attached to the label anyway. But they do feature Earl Chinner Smith, who's probably played on everything we've ever played.
He's
one of those guys.
Yes.
He's not every. You look up the credits, you're like, oh, it's that guy, yeah. Seems to be in every brand going. Yeah, it's out on a. I think it's been repressed or reissued by Common Ground International. The label is Jar Fingers. And so that is on a 7-inch, I think. Yeah, 7. One on each side. So, yeah, originally released on that in 2020, but now back in press again. If you want to pick that up on a 45, out of the break, link, ad, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah, there was something new released last week, I think. So, in your face, everyone who says we play old music only.
That's two new cuts this show already.
That was DJ Zinc with the track Where's the One from his new LP, original soundtrack. Came out last week or the week before. It said there's no D&B or jungle on it. It's just all those kind of BPM face melters. with a touch of bass line. Because we've been waffling on about DJ Zinc and his Instagram posts.
Yeah, where he kind of does, he just chats about records that he likes. They tend to be old ones from the mid-90s, which gets us going.
Yes, exactly.
Not always, sometimes there's some 2000s ones.
That's a good point. It gets deep in the weeds with the studio chat and what people are doing, what people use. But yeah, that's from his new album. Came out last week with some features of a bunch of people, including Rico Dan, Logan Ulm, and Grace Barton.
Just to get nerdy with you.
Go on.
I don't know, ask me why. If you go on the Green Stream Machine, that song is 3 minutes and 40 seconds or something.
Okay.
Buy it on Bandcamp, it's a lot longer. I don't know why. It's got like a separate mix for streaming.
Oh, that is bizarre. Yeah. I wonder, because I think he's given it out to a few people. I suppose if you're DJing, like I know I saw some Fortet videos with it in.
So maybe they made a short ones just for people to listen to on the streaming without the intros and outros.
I don't know.
There you go. Anyway, a song I've been meaning to play next for a few weeks, keep forgetting, it's Love, Live and Let Live.
Oh, the snot has caked against my pants. It has turned into crystal. There's a bluebird sitting on a branch. I guess I'll take my pistol. I've got it in my hand, because he's on my land. And so the story ended, you know it oh so well. Oh shit, you need I'll tell you the ending, ending. And yes, I see you sitting on the couch. I recognize your artillery. I have seen you many times before. Once when I was in Indiana, and I was on my land. Why can't you understand? And so the story ended. You know it oh so well. Or should you need I'll tell you. Turned into crystal. There's a bluebird sitting on a branch. I guess I'll take my pistol. I've got it in my hand, because he's on my land. And so the story ended. You know it oh so well. Or should you need I'll tell you. Thank you.
is one of my favourite bits. Big fan of this one. What is it?
Wise Guys.
Nil by Mouth.
Yeah, I can't remember what's the sample though.
It's like Aquamarina, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
We need to check. I feel like we actually submitted to it on Who Sampled. Because friend of the show, Andy, messaged and said what it was. Anyway, we're so in the weeds here. This is the Nitro on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, hour two, so things are getting a bit strange.
Yeah, that was the, psych guitar adjacent 60s sounds.
Yep.
It wasn't entirely that, but that's about as neat as I can sum it up.
Yes, I think that encompasses all of them, all the different genres and stuff.
Yeah, so first song we played was Love with Live and Let Live. I think it's the first song off the second side of the Forever Changes album, a 1967 classic, West Coast psych folk, bit garagey. I mean, it's not their most garagey record.
No. I've got to send that one out to DeSelby because he posted half an hour ago saying he put that on the turntable. He didn't dig this out often these days, but we've been through a hell of a lot together over the last 40-odd years, and it's always been there for me, indispensable. And then I told you, and you're like, oh, that's literally why I picked
it. That's funny, yeah, because it's been on my shelf for a while, and I hadn't listened to it for a while. And a few weeks ago, I popped it on the turntable and listened to it all the way through, and I just forgot how good that song was and been like meaning to put it in the show ever since.
I don't know if I've listened to the whole album. I should probably rectify. Is it in that list of? It's got to be in that list of 1001 albums to listen to.
It must be, because it's a seminal, like 60s West Coast.
Yeah, I've kind of gone off the boil a bit with that, actually.
Been a while?
It has been, probably about a quarter of the way through. I think we've always said it's tricky making the show, because you don't, unless you make time to listen to an album.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite happen. After that, we had JK and Co with Fly, as sampled by DJ Format, apparently. So, you know something that you don't know? Group was led by JK, who was only 15 when he assembled the band. And they only recorded one LP, Suddenly One Summer, and that's become a bit of a cult favourite. Excellent comment from a Reddit post said, I heard this album tripping in the 2000s. I was convinced it was something contemporary like Beck doing Dukes of Stratosphere like XTC did. Amazing album, and having been into psychedelia since the 80s, I couldn't get my head around the fact that this was a genuine 60s album I'd somehow missed.
Yeah, so I'd never heard of it either.
So I think it kind of got a second wind. After that, we had The Beatles. We've not talked or played them for 3 weeks. That was For No One from the Revolver Sessions, Take 10, the backing track, recorded 9th of May 1966. Going to send that one out to the Dolly Falls. I saw them at a show the other day. We would play you on the show, but we need the MP3 files to play. So if you're listening, Dave or Mark, send us the files.
You're not going to recreate it vocally.
No. They were on the lineup with Tinned Meats, so out of Sheffield. Jazz inspired drums, melodic synths, angular guitar, driving bass lines, and a bit of post punk to pop to jazz. They got one final gig this year, August the 22nd at Arundel Emporium. Support is from two bands, the excellently named Pangolin and the even excellent named Legs on Wheels. So yeah, that's their big gig. It's kind of a post-release show to celebrate the album that came out earlier this year, and then they're on a little bit of a mini hiatus, and then they'll be back with some new stuff in January. Yeah, so that's August the 22nd. If you need any in-between DJs, fellas, let us know. We'll offer services. I think we're both around. If we're both around and you want us, big ifs. Two big ifs.
I think I might be festivaling.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you'll be out of town. So I might be at that one on my own. I'll probably be going anyway.
Because just turn up.
Turn up to DJ. Turn up for the gig is what I'm on about.
No, just turn up for the gig.
All right, guys, I've got the USBs.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? It's like, yeah, we met.
I got my phone. Just plugged my phone in.
Classic. Will it plug in? No, we haven't got any DJ equipment.
I'll just plug it into this guitar amp.
Yeah, that'll sound good. It's really good. So they're playing like lots of things with loops, and it kept going wrong, but I was really enjoying it going wrong. Speaking to the I can't remember the guy's name on guitar, he was like, oh yeah, we just kind of lost it. I said, yeah, but I quite like that bit.
That's my favourite bit.
Yeah, it was like it was getting stuck in the loop pedal and just getting noisier and noisier, and I was like, this is really intense. And it was on a Wednesday.
See, imagine pumping your DJ set into that loop pedal.
This could be cutting edge. This could be what I need to take my DJ to the next level.
Definitely to the next level.
That's hard not to. The level is quite low. Sorry, no, I shouldn't be downplaying it.
Right, now it's time for the... every week we have this, the leftover set. The bits that didn't fit with the other bits. So they all get bumbled in together. So, yeah, we'll be back in 15, 20 minutes or whatever. Sign off. Well, folks, you have made it once more. Almost. We've got a long one to finish. We'll get to that in a minute.
We have got a long one to finish. We have. That's why I was confused. Yeah, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, almost on for another week.
Yeah, so that was the Odds and Sods Leftovers mix.
Sorry, I'm just laughing. I'm looking on the stage and there's Talking Feet, tremendous. Yeah, Flatfoot Buck and Tap, the documentary on traditional Southern dances.
I mean, that's the screenshot for the Mixcloud page right there.
Yeah, so we'll go to mixcloud.com/Radio Night Train. If you want to listen to this again and see what we're laughing at.
Sorry, a sidetrack there. Let's get back on the point. Yeah, so we kicked off with Nicky Newark's With a Woman. That track from the group From Newark, hence the Nicky Newark's name, was originally from 1976. A bit of a rarity. Became kind of big on the Northern soul scenes later.
Oh, Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
Yeah. Pretty Nicky Newark's.
I know, but I was thinking of the one in Lincolnshire.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you know, like some disco came out of Cleethorpes with your man. Yeah. I can't remember his name now.
Temperton.
Yes. It's like, huh, Newark, eh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No. Not that Newark.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
So, yeah, that one, pretty rare, mega rare 45. So it has been reissued, thankfully, by Expansion, who do a lot of that kind of stuff. Check their other things if you like that. Then we went deep
into a bit of West Coast falsetto soul, The Invincibles' Heart Full of Love from 1964 on Warner Brothers of all labels. But I think been reissued on a bunch of things that you can get it, so you don't have to try and fork out for the expensive set 45.
Nice.
Then we had another one from this year, so not, well, it's newish, well, it's new compared to a lot of what we played. You know, 7 months old. Kayla Painter with Annika from the LP Tectonic Particles, released January this year on Quiet Details. And then back to an old one, Musicology with Telephone 529, originally released in 1991 from the Musicology EP. But also then reissued on Artificial Intelligence, the Warp compilation.
Oh, yeah, the seminal Warp piece. It got reissued not that long ago, didn't it?
Yeah, so for the anniversary in 2022. But yeah, I've been reading about a lot of Warp and Sheffield stuff in Groovy, Laidback and Nasty, A History of Independent Music in Sheffield by Daniel Dylan Ray. I've almost finished it. I'm up to about 2005, so I'm going to be handing it over to you afterwards. I presume you want to read it.
Yes.
I know what you like. Weirdly, though, Musicology is actually B12. Another artist on Warp, so a bunch of people on there released under a different name. B12 also sampled on an early Beck tape on Stereopathic Soul Manure, I think that's the one with the black label, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a little nice little bookend as it goes. So yeah, one more song to play tonight, your pick. I know nothing about this.
Yeah, so this is a nice long South African disco, I think, from a pretty, seems to be pretty rare LP. The Headquarters is the group. The album was called Sweetie. The track is called Machete. I'm not 100% sure on that. It has been reissued on, a 12-inch single, cut by the Carvery. So it's like two of the longer disco tracks from this album. Sort of funk, soul, disco, jazz, I guess, in there. This one written by or composed by someone with a great name, Dimpy Shishalaba. That is a good name.
That is a great name.
Yeah.
So you say it's from South Africa?
South Africa, yeah, it seems to be. But yeah, I think the original LP is mega obscure, but this 12-inch single got a reissue in 2024. It seems to be official, but don't hold me to that.
Right.
Anyway, it's one I played out on Friday night. Shout out to anyone trying to DJ this weekend. It has been very hot.
Yes, I can absolutely.
It
imagine.
Was bad enough last weekend, but this weekend was worse. So yeah, often you find everyone's in the beer garden anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, DJing to nobody, our specialty.
Whoop whoop.
Yes.
So yeah, 11 minutes of this. Enjoy. Thank you.
somebody playing the washboard. So we just knock up somewhere. Mm-hmm. I can't be still myself.